High-fidelity wireframes are when we bring user experience into the mix. This is as close as we get to the final product. There's realistic interaction and visuals, color schemes, typography, everything is up to spec to the exact pixel as it will be in the final product. The beauty of this is if it's in a wireframe stage, it's going to prevent you from over-designing. Because if you put it in a wireframe, a nicely visualized prototype, often the client will sign off on that right away. And that'll keep you from constantly questioning yourself because you know the client will have been satisfied with what he or she sees, which is good. And the high-fidelity prototype ensures that requirements are met and the user experience is clearly displayed for the client or user. It's a nice place to be, a high-fidelity wireframe. I know a lot of people who just skip right to that. But if you have a low fidelity and you're working on, let's say, an agile type project or an iterative design project, you know, show the low fidelity. Don't be afraid of it because it'll educate the client as to how the process works, and that, you know, you might get the occasional uneducated client who thinks, oh, that's the final product, it's terrible, without understanding the process. But that's how they learn, and I know that usually the client is pretty appreciative when they learn the business. So, don't be afraid of low fidelity, and, you know, don't let pride keep you from designing that and presenting that early.